Don Lemon is brought to you by Sprint. There are lots of different families, but only one family plan that's perfect for everyone. Sprint's Family Share Pack. Visit Sprint.com/best value to learn more. On his way to the airport, because he's going to Charleston today. Don Lemon, good morning.
Good morning. I'm going down. You know, the president will be there tomorrow for the memorial services, and that's one of the reasons I'm going, and to speak to the family. But you know, it's weird. I have to tell you guys about this. When you find yourself in agreement with someone you never find yourself in agreement with. A funny thing happened on the way to the office the other day. One of my producers sent me a link of Glenn Beck. Yes, that Glenn Beck, I'm sure you're gasping, spending a good portion of his radio show talking about one of my commentaries right here on the TJMS. What I said right here on the show a few weeks ago regarding political correctness. Run amok. Here it is.
Let's start with Don Lemon. A guy, and this is why I think we may disagree on some really fundamental issues, but I bet you we would actually end up liking each other to this degree. He's unpredictable. And because of that, it shows that he is actually independently thinking. He's not lockstep with anybody else.
You guys know that's true, because many times you disagree with me. I'm not in lockstep. I think you guys can agree with that. And then he asked his producers to invite me on his show, and I accepted. I accepted because, not because I necessarily like Glenn Beck, because he said he wanted to establish some common ground with someone with whom he doesn't always agree. That's right up my alley, and that was one of the tenets of my TJMS commentary. We had a great conversation, but we had a better one last night on my show on CNN. Here's what he said about the Confederate flag.
It wasn't about states' rights. You could not join the Confederacy unless you supported and were a slave-owning state.
Do you think it should fly on the Capitol?
No, I don't.
You think it should
come down?
All right.
Yes, I do.
Simple as that. All right.
So that's what he said about the Confederate flag. And the N-word, he had this to say.
I don't think anybody should use it. I don't think you should use it. I think you using it, I wouldn't feel comfortable using it. If I used it on the program, you just used it as a journalist in context. If I used it, I can guarantee you that tomorrow or tonight would be the last time I would be seen on broadcast television.
Beck says he was taught by his parents never to use that word, and he despises hearing it in rap lyrics. Now to the subject that brought us together, political correctness.
Political correctness is keeping me from talking to you and you from talking to me, because some of your viewers won't like it.
So I ask, what do we do?
I think we have to have conversations like we're having. We have to, if you're not uncomfortable in at least one conversation a week, intentionally uncomfortable, maybe you aren't pushing hard enough. Mm-hmm. You should reach out to somebody that makes you a little uncomfortable and see if you can find some sort of common ground. We are dividing ourselves into little teeny camps, and that never ends well.
I disagree with Beck on a number of things, but on that particular issue, I am with him wholeheartedly. We all need to become a bit more uncomfortable in our conversations and stop only talking to people who reinforce our beliefs. That's where I agree with him on that.
I agree with you. Because I remember on The View, people would say, how could you be friends with Elizabeth Hasselbeck? Right. And I said, if I had friends that agree with everything I said, it'd be kind of boring.
Right.
You need people who challenge you to think.
Yeah,
in order to stress, and you don't have to agree. You don't have. You can say, look, I like you as a person, but I just don't agree with you on that one thing. I always tell people, I don't agree with my mother on everything, and I love her to death.
Your mother says the same thing about you.
Oh, no, no, no.
That damn Don Lemon.
My mama says more of worse about me.
Right.
But, I was telling Glenn that honestly, I'm envious of his platform, because he has more freedom than any of us. He is not guided by a network. He's guided by his own network. He can say whatever he wants.
And if he doesn't say anything crazy, he doesn't make a dime. And
that's
my problem with him.
Yes.
I don't think he the things that he says he actually means. I think the things that he says, he's saying them to make money. Because Glenn Beck makes more money than all of us put together.
When he says the incendiary things, which you're listening, you're like, are you crazy?
Understand that Glenn Beck makes probably four, maybe five times more money than Rush Limbaugh.
Wow.
He makes more money than Rush. He probably makes more money than Sean. He probably makes more money than O'Reilly. And O'Reilly's not even a radio.
Well,
Sean
you start your
he
own
probably
network.
Makes
yeah.
more money than all three of those people put together. And the way he makes the money, is saying crazy stuff.
He told Whoopi Goldberg one time.
You think that's the only way? Huh?
Yeah, that's the only way. That's the only way he makes money.
He said
it's saying
Whoopi
crazy
Goldberg.
Stuff.
He said, Whoopi, I want to go back to the good old days. And she said, well, I don't want to go back to the good old days because I'd be a slave, Glenn. Good old days don't work for me.
But isn't that what's happening down south where people are like, oh, you know, the Confederacy, and we used to sit around and drink mint juleps, and I would say, yeah, and my people were the ones who were bringing you those daggone mint juleps on the porch.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's what's happening down south now.
He made sense on the Confederate flag. I disagree with him on a lot of other things.
But the problem is, and in talking about this, I don't know if you discussed it, Don, but he's talking about it from a historical perspective and what the Confederate flag, these idiots that are out there waving it now, they don't have a sense of history. That's what other people are using as an excuse. But these people know it and using it as a racist device.
Right.
He's a student of history. And he said he went and they showed him the actual Confederacy the Confederate Constitution, and it says you have to be a slave owner in order to join the Confederacy. So all of those things that they're saying, it negates all of those people who are saying, oh, it's for pride, and this is part of, yeah, it's part of our history, but it's nothing to be proud of. Owning slaves and treating people as chattel, that's nothing to be proud of.
This man that shot owner. Up and killed mercilessly didn't have a history book at his side when he's holding up the Confederate flag and the apartheid flag.
All right.
Yeah.
Neither did the Dukes of Hazzard.
Okay.
Right. All right, Don, catch your flight.
I used to love that show.
I'll talk to y'all next week. Generally. Have a good weekend.
All right.